Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Girl shooter killing two, six others hurt before she took her own life.
They're going through her social media, trying to figure out her ideology. They say it had neo-Nazi leanings. She was celebrating mass shootings, and that she, posted a photo indicating, a celebration of white supremacy. So again, it's very early in the investigation, but they're just trying to use every puzzle piece at their disposal.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee in Madison, Wisconsin. Here in New York City, a grand jury indicted Luigi Mangione for first-degree murder with a terrorism enhancement in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec. Prinks Chengxiang recalling 541,000 Fortune Tormenta and Prinks High Country snow tires, but they don't have sufficient traction to handle heavy snow conditions. This is ABC News. The Federal Trade Commission says the junk fee rule will go into effect in 4 months. It'll require hotels, vacation rentals, and live events to disclose any fees up front when they list the prices. FTC Chair Linda Kahn said people deserve to know what they're being asked to pay. The Library of Congress adding 25 movies to the National Film Register.
The registry includes films the Library of Congress deems culturally, historically, or aesthetically important. This year, Beverly Hills Cop makes the list.
You know, this is the cleanest and nicest police car I've ever been in my life. No.
Other 80s movies now on the registry include Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
And Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Mrs. Kelly!
From 1962, The Miracle Worker, about Helen Keller and her teacher.
She knows!
The oldest film added this year, a silent Edison short from 1895 of a woman dancing in a flowing dress. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
And in New York, I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hi, this is John Peterson. I'd like to wish you and the people you claim as your family a joyous greeting of happy holidays from everybody who supposedly works here at Civic Media. Season's greetings. Get over it.
Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. I am assumed tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations. This is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Best TV series for musical or comedy, The Bear, is not a comedy. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy.
It's a dramedy. Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win. Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, after reviewing Sunday night's win over the Seahawks, says he likes what he sees from the defense.
It's never going to be perfect. They hit us on two bounce schemes that, they got big explosion plays on. Outside of that, I thought our run defense was really solid.
More Badgers leaving the football program. Wide receivers C.J. Williams and Will Pauling entering the transfer portal. That's three of the Badgers' top five receivers no longer with the team. In Las Vegas, the Bucks won the NBA Cup with a 97-81 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, but the Bucks did not break out the champagne provided by the league, saying they're not done yet. Giannis named the MVP. Damian Lillard had 23 points, though, and said winning the Cup is significant.
To be back again, and then we end up playing against a younger team, a hungry team, a number one in the West. I just thought the way we played and how we was able to do it was what felt the best.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season 2. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters, theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Light snow and flurries winding down here in the overnight with total accumulation staying well under an inch. Temperatures dropping to the middle 20s. We'll see clouds giving way to some sunshine into the afternoon Wednesday with highs in the upper 20s. Right now it's 28.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, stops in for a hump day edition. And we'll see, maybe Luke Mathers and Trini Olsen as well. It's a potpourri. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots coming up on the show today. Around 10:51, U.S. Representative Mark Pocan from the 2nd Congressional District will be here. I'm sure we're going to talk about many things. I also would like to talk to Mr. Pocan about Donald Trump's plans now to potentially privatize the U.S. postal system. Jeez. I know that Mark Pocan has thoughts.
Yes.
About Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
Lots of thoughts.
Lots of thoughts.
Thoughts that bring Republicans and Democrats together.
Interestingly enough.
Yep.
Yeah. So he is joining us at 10:51. Civic Media's own genie of just about everything, Terry Barr, will be here after the 11 o'clock news. Terry, of course, does all kinds of special features and special stories, and she's very involved in Max Inc. Radio, which is a great live music show on Saturdays that you absolutely should check out if you are a music fan. Katie Jensen from Hawes will be here at 11:33. They're having another special adoption event.
I can't look at their website.
Heading up to the holidays, and they're getting another plane load in today.
That's right. They do the planes.
They do the planes. They get they get animals from shelters down south.
Mm-hmm.
And then try and get them homes up here. So Katie Jensen will be here from Hawes at 11:33. And we will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Parenting Tips Edition. You're going to want to stick around for that. I really wish we could start someplace else, but we can't.
Yeah.
And this broke yesterday, I think in the last half hour of our show. Of course, we're talking about the shooting at the Madison Christian School that happened yesterday. Headline from James Causey in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says, Madison Christian School was the 83rd school shooting this year. It's time to act. We know that three people are dead, one teacher, a student, and the 15-year-old girl who was the shooter.
Yeah.
There are still, I believe, two hospitalized in critical condition. I'm sure more details will continue to come out, including where this girl got this gun. It was a handgun that they retrieved from the scene.
Yeah.
But I got so angry yesterday after we got off the air and details were starting to trickle out a little bit. And on social media, it was everything from we need to act. We need something to get done. This keeps happening over and over and over and over again. And then on the other side is it's too soon to make this political. No, it's not. It's not too soon. It is political.
It is not too soon. And I'm frankly tired of that being used as the number, whether it's thoughts and prayers or it's too soon and don't politicize. No, sorry. If this was, no, you know what? I don't even care if it's the first or second time. This is the 83rd time, they said.
This is the 83rd. Sorry, I got to find the headline again. The 83rd school shooting this year.
Yes.
This year.
This is political. This is personal. This is everything. This was done at a Abundant Life Christian school.
Correct.
And, you know, being taught certain values, as we all want to be taught certain values, don't come at me and say it's too soon. Don't come at me and say don't politicize this. This is political.
It is political.
And it's offensive that politicians get away with sloughing it off with thoughts and prayers. Or as Ron Johnson said in a tweet yesterday, I'll be monitoring the situation. What's there to monitor, Ron?
Well, I'm sorry, but we've already heard Republicans say, well, this is just the price we pay for freedom. This is the price we pay for living in a free society. Really? This is worth it?
No, this is not the price we pay. Good schools, good roads, a military that can actually do its job, that's the price we pay. That's what our taxes pay for. This is not the price we pay for. This is not a an add-on. This is not that's disgusting. That's disgusting to say that's the price we pay to live in this country.
Oh, yeah. And I've also seen other politicians say, well, you know, it is what it is. Didn't Donald Trump say that? Donald Trump said we just have to get over it.
Yeah.
We just have to get over it.
Cool. It's really good to know that, you know, I mean, to me, there's no difference between a dead child and a dead adult. It's a human who's gone. But let's exploit it for in the moment for what they love to talk about all the time. You are just saying, dead kids, who cares? That's exactly what you're saying to me when you say, thoughts and prayers, I'll monitor the situation, it's too soon, we can't politicize it. You're saying, dead kids, I got other things to do, it's too much.
It's not that important.
Nothing would get done anyways, so let's not even bother trying.
Yeah, that's not the answer. Andrew from Maine texting and listening on WAUK, too soon, try too late.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Columbine was how many years ago?
20 plus, and Sandy Hook was 12 years ago.
On Saturday, this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah, we have dozens upon dozens, I would say hundreds of dead children because of firearms, specifically in schools. Yeah, don't talk to me about too soon, and don't tell me. That is disgusting. It's the price. What about other countries?
Doesn't happen there.
Where it doesn't happen. Or like look at a country like Australia where it did happen and the country got together. The leaders said no more. They thought that's too high a price to pay. And they did something about it.
And we could too.
We absolutely could.
And the vast majority of us, the vast majority of Americans agree on some pretty simple things like universal background checks and red flag laws.
Yep.
Tony on the live stream says, how can you tell a parent who lost their child? Well, that's what it costs to live in America. That's heartless. It is heartless. Absolutely.
Well, Tony, they found a workaround on that one. They just say that that didn't exist. They were a crisis actor. It was all fake. We live in a country where we're allowed to say that out loud.
Yeah, and I don't even want it. Would rather. Alex Jones, of course, was all over this yesterday.
Of course he was.
Even though how he's still broadcasting is baffles me.
Freedom of speech, baby.
Yeah, but it's you know, crisis actors and false flags. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, if you would like to join the conversation. We are going to play a couple of clips from a discussion that John Stewart had. This is several years ago.
This was about a year and a half ago.
About a year and a half ago. With a Republican representative from Oklahoma.
Yes, State Senator
Dahm. Calvin, let's play that first clip, please, with John Stewart talking to this representative from Oklahoma.
I'm a proponent of the Second Amendment. Uh-huh. I believe the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Uh-huh. That's the one right that's listed in the Constitution that uses that very specific affirmative language, you know, shall not be infringed.
Well, it's also the one right that uses the phrase well-regulated.
Correct, when it's talking about the militia and the state.
By the way, just for clarity's sake, I'm not against the Second Amendment. I don't want to ban guns. But you're saying more guns makes us more safe.
Yes.
So when we got 400 million guns in the country, we had an increase and gun deaths went up. So when exactly does this curve hit that takes it down? Would a billion guns do it?
Let's just run those numbers. You know, 400 million, 50,000.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about a less than a fraction of not even a percent, of a hundredth of a percent.
But it goes up, not down. So your argument is backwards.
A fraction of a hundredth of a percent. In mathematics terms, he's not wrong. It's a very small fraction of 400 million. But that fraction is human beings.
Those are people. Those 50,000.
This guy who I'm betting dollars to donuts, by the way, his name is Nathan Dahm, D-A-H-M. You can find that interview anywhere you find Jon Stewart. I bet you dollars to donuts, that guy is 100% pro-life with no exceptions. I'll bet you.
Oh, I bet you're right.
But in this situation, 50,000, this infinitesimal number, this tiny fraction.
That's acceptable.
That's acceptable. Dead children, dead people, that's fine. It's the price you pay, Jane.
855-752-4842 if you'd like to join the conversation. Karina from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. Two things. First, I've heard, as you guys all did from the Republicans, and here you go, liberal medicine. You got it now. Well, that's a political, right? Back to your conversation. It's political. And another one, I read the, and I was looking forward to an article to send you a link, guys. Hopefully I'll find. There is a link, a psychological paper saying that there is a link between playing games, shooting games, like the
video duty, games,
right? Yes, video games, and the kids going into schools. I mean, all the kids who went to shooting had a long-term dependency on Call of Duty and very similar couple games, most popular games. I don't remember the names.
But I'm going to stop you there, Karina, though. But they have violent video games all over the world.
Yeah.
And this is still the only country where this happens with such regularity. I mean, we have a Cassandra on the live stream says, how can it be soon to talk about this when it happens all the time? Again, there have been 83 school shootings this year.
No, I'm not saying that it's an excuse, but I'm saying that the guns is a period. I'm agreed with the no guns 100%. But I'm saying is that when the kids are parenting, this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about parenting. You can't allow your child to sit hours after hours because something changed in their young brain. When they have that perspective, them behind the gun, shooting other people, they start losing reality.
I understand what you're saying, Karina, yeah. And I certainly think that's why I've always objected to using the term shooter, because it makes it sound like a video game. I've always said the word gunman.
Well, I mean,
because this entered the lexicon about 15 years ago. They all became shooters instead of gunmen. And I think that was by design so that we don't mention the word gun.
Well, I have thoughts on all these topics.
All right,
topics.
We're going to continue these thoughts, and we would love to hear from you if you would like to join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Madison's real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are talking about yesterday's shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Three people are dead, including the 15-year-old girl who fired the shots, another student, and a teacher killed. I believe there are at least two people still hospitalized in critical condition. And I want to know what you think we should do. There are people, again, it's too soon to talk about this. Don't politicize it. We shouldn't, not now. Well, if not now, when? Dave from New Berlin says the kid that pulled the trigger was 15. If her family had the weapon legally, let's look at why she was so easily able to get that gun. And I'm going to go back to this opinion piece in the Journal Sentinel by James Causey, who essentially says the same thing as far as what can we do? What should we do? What actual things can we put into place? And he mentioned the Michigan gunman whose parents actually were held responsible for that and are going to do some jail time because of this. So parents must secure their weapons, keep them away from kids. If they fail to do so, they should face consequences. It's estimated 4.6 million children live in a home where there is a loaded, unsecured gun. That's crazy. That's just crazy.
I don't know how someone can see that as not a problem, but going back to something Karina said in the last segment, and this actually kind of goes along with what we were talking about yesterday with regard to marijuana legalization, which is this. I don't personally believe that kids playing shooter games is what pushes them towards doing this. I think it is a whole host of reasons. And the reason why I say that is because there are a lot of kids out there who start playing these games young, and now they're adults and they play these games and they live regular, normal lives.
Nonviolent lives.
Nonviolent lives. They have their loving parents, their whatever in their community. I think it goes deeper. The other side of the coin of this discussion that needs to be had is not just about guns, but it is about mental health. A 15-year-old child does not pick up a gun and want to do harm and be on a level of just like, they're not, I don't want to say they're not normal, but there's something going on there that needs to be discussed, and we're not going to talk about it. We're going to let it go, and it'll happen again, and we'll say, why God? Why did this happen?
Thoughts and prayers.
And you bring up the point of 4.2 million children are in homes with loaded, unsecure guns.
Yes.
And of those children, how many of those kids suffer from some sort of mental instability, mental health problems, that this gun being there doesn't assist it. So it's a whole bunch of talks that we are not going to have, because we never do, because we just as a country can't come together and try to agree on this. When we do agree on certain things,
we agree on a lot of things,
but our leaders don't care.
Well, they're getting a lot of money not to care.
Yeah.
They're getting a lot of money to ignore it. Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Good morning, Cindy. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Well, I don't know how you cannot politicize this, because there is one party in particular who just doesn't want to do anything to fix this, to change the laws into more sensible gun legislation. They don't want to fund any kind of mental health in schools. They don't want to fund any kind of mental health clinics outside of schools. Their answer is to put everybody who's got a mental health problem in prison. Well, that's working.
Yeah.
But there's just, you know, there's just so many things that they could be doing with just the swipe of a pen, but they're so hell-bent on protecting the second ridiculous, archaic amendment rights, which are doing us no good. We're the only country that has this problem.
Yes.
So, you know, we need to look at ourselves and look within. And we have a party that's just, well, I'm so sorry this happened, but, well, I'm not going to do anything about it because.
I agree with you, Cindy. Thank you so much.
And I think on the other side of that, we have another party on the left who, when they are in charge, are too afraid to do anything because they're afraid of getting primaried or afraid of getting in trouble. Or some of them are in the pockets of the NRA as well.
Too much money.
Joe Manchin, go look up one of his ads where he fired a gun at a bill. Like, this is a problem. This is a big problem.
John K. on the live stream, this blows my mind. Keeping a loaded, unsecured gun within reach of a child is simply child neglect. Guns and ammo need to be secured. Common sense, people. Absolutely, John. Common sense. And Cindy's reference to the Second Amendment, they were talking about muskets. They were carrying muskets when they wrote that.
I also don't mean to be a further stick in the mud of that topic, but if you look at some of the real reasons why the Second Amendment was written, slavery. So there you go.
Tom from LA is on the line. We got about 2 minutes left, Tom. Go ahead. Thank you for joining us.
All right, Jane and Greg. Yep, biggest issue, money in politics.
Yep.
Ever since Citizens United 20 years ago, you can see a direct correlation between everything that has happened in this country and what happened with money in politics. I also think the Democrats need to change it from gun control to saying gun safety, because gun control, no one wants to be controlled. But the biggest issue on every issue under the sun, even when 90% of the American people agree on something, is money in politics, because we have an oligarchy, and that's what our oligarchic rule is. So I hope that people every day, I know people get sick of me talking about it, but say every single day, can we agree on both sides of the aisles that we need to get money out of politics? And the Supreme Court, the conservative Supreme Court, made it so bribery is actually legal with our politicians?
Yeah. It's mind-boggling, Tom. Thank you. It really is. Alicia on the live stream, I'm going to say this over and over. Full background checks, yes. Red flag laws, yes. Storage requirements, yes. Mental health checks, yes. Regular training and practice of safe handling and firing, absolutely, Alicia.
I used to work with a police captain in Racine, and he said that Americans should have to go through the same testing and know-how of their police. That's
yes.
The same thing that his police officers have to do, which is once a year.
Yes.
Mental health, firing checks, all those things.
All those things.
Period.
Absolutely. We have news coming up next. We will continue this conversation on the other side, so stay with us. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The motive in Monday's deadly mass shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin, remains a mystery. The 15-year-old girl shooter killing two, six others hurt before she took her own life.
They're going through her social media, trying to figure out her ideology. They say it had neo-Nazi, you know, leanings. She was celebrating mass shootings, and that she, posted a photo indicating, a celebration of white supremacy. So again, it's very early in the investigation, but they're just trying to use every puzzle piece at their disposal.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee in Madison, Wisconsin. Here in New York City, a grand jury indicted Luigi Mangione for first-degree murder with a terrorism enhancement in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec. Prinks Chengxiang recalling 541,000 Fortune Tormenta and Prinks High Country snow tires, but they don't have sufficient traction to handle heavy snow conditions. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Packers improve on defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, after reviewing Sunday night's win over the Seahawks, says he likes what he sees from the defense.
It's never going to be perfect. They hit us on two bounce schemes that, they got big explosion plays on. Outside of that, I thought our run defense was really solid.
More Badgers leaving the football program. Wide receivers C.J. Williams and Will Pauling entering the transfer portal. That's three of the Badgers' top five receivers no longer with the team. In Las Vegas, the Bucks won the NBA Cup with a 97-81 win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, but the Bucks did not break out the champagne provided by the league, saying they're not done yet. Giannis named the MVP. Damian Lillard had 23 points, though, and said winning the Cup is significant.
To be back again, and then we end up playing against a younger team, a hungry team, a number one in the West. I just thought the way we played and how we was able to do it was what felt the best.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're a fan of the shows Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Marone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Light snow and flurries winding down here in the overnight, with total accumulation staying well under an inch. Temperatures dropping to the middle 20s. We'll see clouds giving way to some sunshine into the afternoon Wednesday, with highs in the upper 20s. Right now it's 28.
The John and Gordy Show.
They drink coffee all day and into the night. Coffee and cigarettes. Yeah. The Winstons were going and blue haze in the house.
That's what we did for fun. That, yep. Before cell phones.
Yeah, he said, well, yeah, you smoked, right? I said, yeah. But that's what we did with our hands at the time. Now we just hold phones.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. I am assumed tonight you're going to talk about some of the Golden Globe nominations. This is a bone of contention for me.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh. Best TV series for musical or comedy, The Bear is not a comedy. It's a drama.
It's a dramedy.
It's not a dramedy.
It's a dramedy. Who knows why they do it?
Because they can win. Because if he had to go up against the other dramas, they might not do as well.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Substack blogger Mike McCabe talking about making heroes out of villains.
That's right. Celebrating the right of people they like to kill the people they don't.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Calby coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Tragically, excuse me, we are talking about yesterday's school shooting at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Three people are dead, a student, a teacher, and the 15-year-old girl who, it appears, carried out the attack. There are at least two others who are still hospitalized in critical condition, and we're taking your calls on what we can do as a country, because we are the only place where this happens with such incredible and shocking regularity. The Washington Post has a tracker. There have been more than 400 school shootings since the Columbine massacre in 1999. More than 383,000 students have experienced violence at their schools.
Yeah.
Just try to wrap your head around that number. 383,000 kids.
It's too soon to talk about it, Jane.
Yeah, right. Thoughts and prayers.
Let's not politicize it.
Yeah, we can't politicize it. It's a price for freedom. It's a price we paid for freedom.
I'm just going to let everyone listening, I'm going to monitor the situation. I'm going to look at what's going on, and we should be fine after that until the next one.
Jim from Appleton, thank you for your patience, Jim. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to about the comment, video games.
Yep.
You know, I'm not a young guy, and I've heard this argument since the 60s. There was violence in television, violence in the movies. It's not video games. It's not violence on television. It might be mental health, but nobody wants to fund that. What can we do? Well, there are a few other countries on the planet that have a lot of guns, but what they do is they keep all the ammunition locked up at the shooting ranges, and they monitor how many rounds go out, and they don't let people take the bullets home. Yeah, you can have your guns, can't have anything to put in it.
And what are we doing in this country, Jim? We actually have vending machines now going up in some parts of the South that sell bullets.
Brilliant.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Jim. And again, thank you for waiting. Amanda, listening on WISS in Oshkosh, says video games are not the problem. That's like blaming books or TVs, plays, movies, stories. Mm-hmm. They are not responsible for an individual making a choice. It is, however, our job as parents to teach our children the difference between reality and fiction, right versus wrong, and that it's okay to ask for help.
I think it's also the responsibility of the parents to keep their firearms, their bullets locked up. I think, and this is, in my opinion, no infringement upon Second Amendment rights, but if you were found in your home by the police with a loaded gun easily accessible to children, go to jail. You are, as I said, child neglect. That's not infringing upon your second. That is an act that is causing potential danger to a child and other people in your family too.
Absolutely.
So, you know, maybe we stiffen up some other crimes. I mean, we've got the technology to print numbers on bullets and track bullets. We have those abilities. We have a lot of abilities to be very, very aware what's going in and coming out of our country with regard to guns.
Yes.
Our ATF is drastically underfunded, but we don't want to say anything about that. We have people like Marjorie Taylor Greene screaming, defund the cops, and that's towards the ATF and the FBI, because those are the people she answers to.
855-752-4842, if you would like to join the conversation. John from New Berlin texting in, if you want to affect change regarding gun violence, people only seem to pay attention when it hits their pocketbook. We need a federal gun violence tax. Start charging people for their so-called freedom. Charging every American for gun violence might be the pressure you need for change. That would never happen, John.
No.
That would, unfortunately, again, we can't do anything about it. We don't want to, no, can't do that.
But there'd be a great tagline if you wanted to try it. Hey, it's the price we pay.
I like that.
There it is. So, yeah, I mean, what's funny is that we can think of 100 different variations on a theme, but it's like when you try to lose weight. You're not going to, don't try something crazy. The doctor's going to say, eat right, exercise. What's the solution to this problem? The solution is gun reform, gun safety, and mental health investments. They're very simple things, and they're things we agree on.
Yes, the vast majority of Americans agree on universal background checks and red flag laws.
Yeah.
And at least having to get a permit for a concealed carry.
Well.
And some just some basic training.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those aren't extreme. I don't want to take your guns. I really don't.
No.
And I think most gun owners are responsible gun owners. And I don't think they would disagree with this stuff either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to take your guns. I just don't want to keep having to talk about this.
Well, I want to know why you think having, I want to, you know, to the mental health part of it, I want to know why you believe having 50 guns in your home is normal or necessary. Or
if you're a collector, that's a different thing.
I'm not talking about collectors. I'm talking about people who display
their guns. Who have arsenals.
Who have arsenals. I'm talking about people who could outflank the cops. I'm talking about lawmakers who think it's cool and funny to put their kids in camo, strap them with guns, and send them out as Christmas cards.
Let's not forget all the Republican lawmakers who were wearing AR-15 pins to show their support for the AR-15.
Yeah.
That was not the weapon, apparently, that was used in this particular instance. In this instance, it appears that it was a handgun. But, yeah, we're going to play another clip from Jon Stewart talking to Republican Representative Nathan Dom from Oklahoma. Gavin, let's play clip number two, talking about guns in America.
You're also making it less safe for cops and for people. When the police go to a domestic call, it's the most dangerous call they can go on.
Mm-hmm.
In your world, if they knew that there were firearms in the house, that's a safer call. Is that what you're saying?
No, because police...
Because why?
Because police treat every situation as a potential...
But more guns makes us safer. So why don't, when the police go to a house filled with guns, why don't they breathe a sigh of relief knowing that this Second Amendment that shall not be infringed is being exercised so fruitfully in this home?
And he has no response for that.
No.
He has no answer for that.
Yeah. His whole thing that anything... that helps will infringe.
Is an infringement.
It's an infringement. And, you know, it's probably the most famous interview he's ever done now.
And you can find, I'm sure if you go to YouTube and go to The Daily Show or just go to YouTube, we'll put the link in our show notes.
Yeah, it's one of the most famous interviews he's ever done, probably the most famous interview. But it still makes me sick to my stomach that this man who claims to love this country and claims to love the people he represents will sit here with no compunction of being like, yeah, I'm 100% for this. Helping the police is not in my interest. And I guarantee you he has a back the blue sticker, or he said it
I'm sure.
Or in his tweets, he talks about how much he supports the cops. But no, this is a bridge too far. It's a bridge too far, Jane.
Well, and also within this interview, Jon Stewart talks about, you know, having a national gun registration list.
Yeah.
Which would make it easier for law enforcement to keep track of these guns.
Yep.
But no, you're infringing on my right.
Yeah.
You're infringing.
We do have a third clip where he talks about that, and it's just absolute hypocrisy because, you know, something we didn't include in there was the fact that he's one of these guys who says, but kids shouldn't see drag story times.
That's dangerous to
children. That's dangerous to children.
Yes.
And that's, I'll infringe upon this person's First Amendment rights to perform, but I won't, but guns. Ooh.
Alicia, back on the live stream, says the only people authorized to carry a gun on a U.S. military base are base security. If you live on base, your gun has to be stored at the armory. And that takes me back to when the NRA has its convention. You can't bring guns into it. Explain that to me, and please help me make that make sense. You would be the safest people in the world if you're in a convention center full of armed people.
Yeah.
According to their logic.
Well, according to him, more guns
make us safer.
Makes us safer. As you can see, it works every day. There is absolutely no evidence to show the contrary, except the fact that yesterday. And here's the other thing, too, is, and I'll try to find the website and put it into the show notes. We've talked about this before, and I don't even remember the last shooting we were talking. You were on vacation, and we were talking about another mass shooting. I looked it up. There were five more that same day we didn't talk about.
Five more.
There were five more that day we didn't talk about. This happens all the time. And let us not also forget what that man said. 50,000 is a 1/100% of 400 million guns. 50,000 dead people, including children, is okay by him. That's the price you pay to live in this country. That is disgusting.
Well, and Andrew, much earlier, I'll see if I can I can find it now. If only there were the same outrage. And what happened to Brian Thompson, the president of UnitedHealthcare, was horrible.
It's a tragedy.
And should never have happened. And that is not the answer to anything.
No.
But wouldn't it be great if we could see the same amount of outrage and focus when more of our kids are killed at school compared to one CEO?
It just proves that we don't care about our kids as much as we like to think we do. I mean, parents do, of course, and families do, but society, we do not. They are disposable in the vein of for a Second Amendment rights.
Freedom.
You are a sacrifice for the greater good of freedom.
Yes.
These children who will never graduate. Yep, you're right. That's the price we pay to live in this country.
Susan from Kenosha, listening on WAUK. I agree with you. Charge parents with child abuse if they don't lock up their guns. People with guns should be held responsible and spend time in jail if their weapon was responsible for injury or death.
I don't even say it's responsible. I'm saying if the cops come into your home and they see something and nothing's been done, you still get charged. That's still neglect because there needs to be consequences. This cannot be a reactive thing. This has to be proactive. Parents have to learn that they have to lock their guns up. They have to make it safe for their children. And if they don't, there will be consequence. I know this country ain't big on consequences.
Well, right only now. Not for some people.
Yeah, exactly.
Not for some people.
But I think that this should not be a reactive thing. Not once harm has been done. I'm saying if somehow someone reports it and says, my neighbor has guns out there and they have children, call the cops. Let them do their thing. This is not infringement. This is preventing.
Protection.
This
it's is preventative. Protection. It's preventative.
Yeah.
Another tragedy, another school shooting that did not have to happen.
Nope.
Talk to your kids. Love on your kids.
Please. And I know it sounds like a Herculean feat. He's not the right character, but call your lawmakers.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yes.
If you need it, don't be afraid to ask for help. When we come back, U.S. Representative Mark Pocan will be joining us. I'm sure he will be weighing on this latest shooting in Madison at the Abundant Life Christian School. And we're also going to talk about Donald Trump says he thinks it might be a good idea to privatize the post office. Talk about how that's going to work. That is all on the way. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
The John and Gordy Show.
The can of coffee that I had here for our coffee maker, I don't know what happened to it, but it tasted like cigarettes the first time I brewed, the first time I brewed the coffee maker here. I don't know if I've gotten used to it or if the flavor has just gone away somehow.
Maybe people were putting their cigarette butts out in that can and you didn't know it.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Cal B coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. After the 11 o'clock news, we are going to continue our statewide text to win contest for the grown-up gift list. So stick around for that. We will have a keyword for you to text in. Right now, though, very happy to have him join us and carve out some time for us. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan from the 2nd Congressional District is here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Jane. Thanks for having me. And, you know, a tough moment in our district yesterday. So still dealing with a lot of that and trying to get more information.
We were talking about that before you joined us. We've spent most of the hour talking about that. And I just think, Representative, people are so frustrated by the lack of action. And when we are told things like, well, this is the price you pay for freedom, and this is, you know, my Second Amendment shall not be infringed. And there are so many things I think a vast majority of Americans agree on when it comes to universal background checks and red flag laws. And yet this happens over and over and over again.
Look, I think we got to take it a step up. This is a uniquely American problem. So we have to look at what we're doing wrong as a country. We have more guns than people. We've had 480 mass shootings so far this year, 80 school shootings this year. Look, this is a problem. And first you have to accept the problem. And then we got to figure out what we got to do. You know, during COVID, we all stepped up and did things. Whenever there's an epidemic, you do something. We have an epidemic of gun violence right now, and we need to talk seriously about how to do that. From there, we got to get the policymakers and the state legislature in Washington to do something. But honestly, first, we have to do something. I mean, the saddest thing that's happened, well, not the saddest, but one of the saddest in the last 24 hours is we had some media yesterday, national media outlets call back and cancel some interviews today. I don't care for me. I want them to talk about the issue. But it was because they said it was only 2 deaths, not 5 as originally reported. If that's the attitude, that's actually the problem, and we got to solve it.
Absolutely.
That's horrifying.
Tell me about it.
That's just horrifying. Yeah. So now we only care if it's like 6 or 10. That's really sickening.
Yeah, no, that was my attitude. And I'm not calling them out by name, but I've called them out pretty much in every interview since then, because it is precisely the problem. I mean, this shooting is a 15-year-old girl. I don't think you're going to find a magnificently written manifesto that's going to point directly to the reason. But if you can't take your kid to school and know that they're going to come home at the end of the day, we have a problem. And this has happened 80 times this year, 480 mass shootings this year. It's uniquely a United States problem. We have to start with that, and then let's get something done on this.
Representative Pocan, if people call their lawmakers, does that make a difference? If we flood offices with phone calls about this, would that actually make anybody sit up and take notice?
You know, I think you flood not just elected officials, but flood the media, flood others with it too. We have to start talking about this as a problem that, you know, it's good to be number one when you're America, but not in this area. And this is a number one we should all be deeply embarrassed by and want to do something about. But we've got to have a different societal approach towards guns and gun violence. And until we do, there's plenty of politicians that are going to do whatever the gun manufacturers say, because that's who funds their campaigns and that's who they feel the political pressure from. But more so, we have to care enough that we force those politicians to stand up to the gun manufacturers.
Something else we spoke about earlier, Congressman, was the fact that, you know, a 15-year-old girl, 15-year-old child doesn't wake up one day and decide to walk into their school and start causing this kind of horrific damage and violence. It's another discussion point as far as mental health in this country as well. It is another talk that we just can't seem to get on.
Well, it's always talked about and we need more funding. And then when it actually comes time to come up with the bucks, then that all goes away.
Well, and also when I was a kid, we had tornado drills and we went under the desk. And, you know, maybe that wasn't the most useful thing against a tornado. But right now they have shooter drills in school. Like, this is a different reality that we are just accepting. And there's no reason to be accepting this. And, you know, I do think that the pressure has to be in a lot of places, at least for me. You know, we have these moments of silence. We're going to do one today for this shooting on the floor of Congress. And there'll be no moment of action after that.
Right.
So, you know, I've done this so many times in the 12 years I've been here. I can't tell you how frustrating that is. But more importantly, we have to accept that this is a national problem more than any elected officials. This is our problem, and we all better figure out how to embrace it.
Go to myvote.wi.gov, put in your address. That will bring up the addresses and phone numbers of all your elected representatives. Call them, write them, be polite, be respectful. But you're right, Representative, we can't just sit back and go, well, that was another one. You know, tomorrow's another day. We have to keep up. We have to get some pressure going and keep that pressure going if anything is ever going to change in this country.
And, you know, I give credit to law enforcement, too. When they were asked the question, shouldn't that school have been more fortified? No, we shouldn't have to fortify every school.
Yes.
What next? Every hospital, what's next? Every gas station? No, maybe we just address the problem instead of putting everything into a fortress in this country. So, again, we got to accept that we have a unique problem on this planet. And it's not good to be number one in this category and do something about it.
We're not going to have enough time to roast Louis DeJoy over the coals, unfortunately, and talk about the potential of privatizing the post office. We will have to have you back for that. Representative Mark Pocan with the 2nd Congressional District, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Stay tuned. News is coming up next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has plans for the next Trump administration. What does that mean for people in Wisconsin? We'll kick that around. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A bomb strapped to a scooter detonated in Moscow, killing Russian General Igor Kirillov and an aide. Ukraine says, yeah, we got him.
Kirillov, the highest-ranking military officer to be assassinated in Russia since the war began, killed just miles from the Kremlin. He was in charge of Russia's biological, chemical, and nuclear protection forces. Ukraine claiming responsibility, calling the general a war criminal and legitimate target, charging him with using banned chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops.
ABC's Ian Pannell. Just three more days until a government shutdown. Congressional negotiators unveiled a stopgap bill designed to keep the bureaucracy going another 3 months. It would provide more than $100 billion for hurricane and other natural disaster relief. Madison, Wisconsin's police chief said his mass shooting that left two people dead appears to be a combination of factors. This is ABC News.